Huh? First one, Hanukkah. Kafresh. I'll say it.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So this is Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Hanukkah, starting at Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph Seder Hadlakas Ner Hanukkah Makom Hanachoso.
And say who you are.
My name is Michael Balsam. So this is
B-A-L-S-A-M.
S-A-M, like the tree. So we have the order of lighting and the places, where you should place your menorah. We have 8 sifim in this. So Tzirich Lezaher Me'od B'Daleches Neros Chanukah. So you should be very careful, a person should be very careful to light Chanukah candles. Even if he's a poor person, he should still publicize, and even if he's a poor person that he's reliant on tzedakah, he should ask, or he should borrow money, or he should sell his clothing, so that in order for him to get oil and wicks, that he would be able to light Hanukkah candles. So the Mishnah Berurah then says, Tzirich Lezaher, it says, so we say, if somebody is accustomed to lighting candles, they will have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. The candle is mitzvah and Torah is the light. And Rashi explains on this that this is the mitzvah of Shabbos and also Hanukkah. So afilu ani. So even a poor person is supposed to sell his clothes. Mishum pirsumei nisa, because it's supposed to publicize the miracle. So we have an obligation on Hanukkah to publicize the miracle, each and every one of us. Shoel, we should borrow. So al petachim, on the doors, meaning he should knock on doors, or he should sell his garment, or he should rent out himself. Even he should go to work and say, "I'm going to come to your house and do a little yard work, or help you cook some food if you can help me pay for my Hanukkah candles on there." But he's not chayev on this except for one Hanukkah candle. So we'll see later on that, you know, we have Hadar min a Hadar, Mahadran min a Mahadran, is to have 8 candles, or to keep adding a candle every single day, one night one candle, second night 2 candles. Only to sell his clothing, or to borrow money, or to work, is for one candle each night, to have the mitzvah of that one candle on Hanukkah. Okay, so now base up top in the Mishnah Berurah. Kamanei Rot Malikin. So how many candles does one have to light then? So on the first night, he lights one candle. And afterwards, he adds a candle, and he lights it each and every night. Until the last night, the 8th night, there will be 8 candles. So I feel im rabim b'nei abayit, even if there's many people in the house, he doesn't light more than that. So down on the bottom, the Mishnah Berurah says, mikan ve'eilech, meaning that from here on he adds to it. So if he cannot afford except one candle, if he's only can afford one candle each and every night in his house, he fulfills his obligation. But, and the measure, and the Shulchan Aruch says, one who wants to be, you know, Mahadran and Mahadran, that's where we add more candles to it. That's what it means to add more each and every night.
Is that actually Beis Shammai is actually adding more candles based on just one candle?
I'm not sure on that. It doesn't say here.
I think it's one piece of.
So one each night, we say. So now if he has, here's a mathematical question for everyone. If he has 9 candles, okay, he only has 9 candles to last him all of Hanukkah. So he lights on the second night 2 candles. So if he has, okay, now why? Let's think about it. If he has 9 candles, so night 1 he lights 1 regular, right? Now he has how many left? He has 8, right? Then he lights the second night, he lights 2 candles, because that he added it to it, so now it's Mahadran min Mahadran from night 2. He lit 2 candles, now how many does he have left?
6.
He has 7. No, 6, sorry, you're right, sorry, we said 9, he has 9. 6, and how many more nights of Hanukkah are there? 6 more nights. Now if he has 10 candles, okay, even though if he doesn't light on the second night 2, and on the third night he doesn't light 3, only 1. Because mathematically it wouldn't work out then. So he lights on the second night. Apalpi ken lo yadlik rak b'leil sheni shtayim. So only on the second night he lights 2. So night 1 he lit 1. Night 2 he lights 2. Right? That's 3. He has 7 candles left. Now, so you would think, why not light 2 candles on the third night of Hanukkah? Because I have this extra candle. but it's the third night. So really, for it to be Mahadrim and Mahadrim, you should need three candles. And people come to get confused. Why are you lighting two candles the night before? Now you're lighting two candles now. So you want to light, so if you have 10 candles, that's all he has. He would light the second night. We see both times. That's when the Mahadrim and Mahadrim would take effect. And you would light an extra candle for that night. Two candles. Okay, Ad Shabilil Acharon, until we have the last night. So, and one, for somebody who only, who doesn't have enough oil, a lot of oil, he should put in, Yiten Be'echad Shemen Kishur Matoryeth Yichalek Kulam. He should put enough oil in one, and then the leftovers he can divide up for all these other nights. Shemi Yisrael Kulam B'Shabbat. So if he were to put in this, like he has this large amount of oil on the first night he wants it to burn or something, he's not going to have enough oil to last him every other night, right? And then he won't be able to light this. So, and if he has exact amount of oil that he has for the 8 days, and his friend has none, it's better he should light every night one candle and give to his friend a little bit of oil. So his friend can fulfill the mitzvah as well. And this is what we're saying, like we said before, where you only need one candle. So we see multiple times, we fulfill the mitzvah of Hanukkah with just one candle every single night. Then we have Mahadran is to add candles each and every night. And we see that it's better to fulfill the mitzvah. Two people fulfill a mitzvah than one person fulfill a mitzvah. Oh, I want to make a menorah last 4 hours each candle, and I see my friend doesn't have any oil, chas v'shalom, and I go, oh, too bad, he doesn't have any oil. No, we see it's better to help out our friend and help him observe the mitzvah as well, and to lessen our beautification as well. And also, this is if his friend doesn't have anybody in the house, or if nobody can light for him, or if he has nothing on his table. But if he has children in his house or something, it's better that it should be Mahadrim on them. Okay, so Yehu Shmona, that there'll be 8 candles on here. V'ima Shemen Hu Be'yoker. If we have expensive oil, Baruch Hashem nowadays it's not so expensive, but if the oil was expensive for somebody, it's better to light with wax candles, and this way you would be able to add to it each day. Like it says,
it's the word for wax candles?
Shava. So it's better to light with Benero Shava, with wax candles. This way you'll be able to add to them each day, because wax candles are not so expensive. Like it says inside. So like we said that, you know, really you should light with oil each night and one candle. But if oil is very expensive, you could light with wax candles. So now we're on Chet on the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yadliku yoter. You shouldn't light more. Meaning you shouldn't add to this and add 9 candles. All right, so we'll see. It says, Vein b'layla rishonu, vein b'shay leilot, da'ko nigramim etzel balabayit. So and whether it's the first night or the last night, any night, even if he has lots of children or servants and everyone relies on him, they're considered his house. So we'll see later on, but most, I think it's Minog, Ashkenazim is light for one per family, and Svardim light for everyone.
Opposite, sorry.
Svardim light one for the whole household, and Ashkenazim have the Minog to light, each person lights menorah on that. So now we back up top in the Mishnah Berurah, what the Ramah says. V'yesh omrim, dekol echad mimnei abayit, yadlik. So there are those that say each and every person in the house should light. And this is a widespread custom, and we should be careful though to give each and every person their candles in a special place, so it's recognized that their candles they're lighting. Meaning you can't have, you know, all the menorahs scrunched in together and saying, look, we lit 5 menorahs, and you can't tell if you're outside looking in the window, is this one menorah, 2 menorahs, how many candles did he light? It should be in separate spots so people know, okay, 5 people live in that house, 5 people lit the menorah there. So now the Mishnah Berurah explains there, except for a guy's wife, because that's considered the person. Meaning a person's wife should not light her separate menorah, because she's kagufo, meaning she's considered man and woman, you know, one person. Right? Yadlik, okay, did I read this part? Yeah, okay, so each person should light. Hanukkah Shkaptu Leil B'Simin That we should, even though we said, like we said above, that we should add a light for each person. So, and if a person doesn't have this, he should light at least one candle for it. Okay, now Gimel. Let's see, Gimel on the Mishnah Berurah. Ner sheyesh lo shtei piyot. So we have this candle that has two wicks, and it counts for him twice. Okay, ola lo bishvil shnayim. So we say it counts for him as two candles. So Mishnah Berurah says on the bottom shtei piyot. So we say that the two wicks are inside, and they're placed inside of the candle. This one next to this one. Even though that the head of the wicks like protrude outside, and they're separated in two places. And even though they're not separated from this one, this one, in any case, you should place them if they're placed. The place in the mouth, like it's recognizable that they're two, and they count as two. But we'll see later on, it's going to say that it has to be recognizable, and even like in the pizza barrier, and if you put a cover on it, whether or not it's valid, and things like that. So right now, if you have two wicks inside of one cup of oil, it could count for two candles on that. Ole lo bishul shnayim. Okay, so they'll be saying here that even in the svara that we're saying mahadrin, that we're saying each, we should have each individual candle and stuff, and each one should have their own candle. This also counts for him for two people. Rather, we're saying gam ken yolil ze ishnei b'nei adam, meaning two people can light in one candle according to this svara here. You have two wicks, put it in the one candle. Each person can light, and it would fulfill the obligation according to that right there. I think that it challenges a bit. Ve'ayin b'magen avram shadato. So that each person needs a candle, each person is supposed to have their own designated spot. We don't light, two people should not light in one candle then, because it's going against what we said. Remember, we said each person, we should designate a special spot, that we should know that a person is lighting the Hanukkah candle, so it's akasha on what we just said. If it could count for two people, how can it be? We said it should be a designated spot for people to know that they're lighting this. Even on the first night, we shouldn't light this. And we should be careful in this. And it's what's the Efshar? It's possible. And maybe if we only have one candle that has two wicks in it, but in a menorah, nowadays when we have, you know, we can have separate spots in menorah, they're not in all one spot, you can have two people light in it. One guy lights on one side, and one guy lights on the other side on the first night. They want to share the menorah, something happened, the guy didn't have his menorah or something. One guy can light on the right side, one guy can light on the left side, and then be recognizable when people would be walking by that this is two separate lights on the first night of Hanukkah on there. Okay, and then we conclude that, so we're holding on Dalet, Bezrat Hashem, maybe next Wednesday, we'll resume on Dalet of the first Sif, Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph for Mishnah Berurah.